Hello, everyone. It was big for us, man. You know, the crowd got into it. The guys up front was pumped up. And we was able to finish the drive with seven.
Is there anything that you saw from the Bears defense on film that led you to believe that 100 yards in the first quarter would be possible?
Not really. You know, you just go out and during the week and just get your preparation and, you know, let the chips fall where it may during the game.
How close did you feel like you were going to break a few of those for pretty good distance?
I'm sure you've seen my reaction on a couple of them. There was like three or four that I break a tackle, and it was off to the races, you know. But I can sleep good tonight because ultimately we came out with a W.
You played that defense a lot when they've had Brian Urlacher in there.
Again?
You played that defense a lot when they had Brian Urlacher and had some success. But did that look like a different Bears defense without him?
A different Bears defense? They still play outstanding. You know, they came out second half and made some adjustments, you know, forced them to be more patient and more gap sound. But, you know, when you take away a guy like that, you know, it kind of hurts the defense a little bit. But the guy that had in, Roach, you know, maybe he's quicker, a little faster. So, you know, in the same sense, it could have worked for him as well.
What was at stake today? What was the jolt of being up 14-0 six and a half minutes in?
What was the what?
Jolt, the energy that you guys got out of that.
Oh, man, it was big for us, you know. All week long, you know, we've been talking about, you know, controlling our own destiny and, you know, looking at this as a playoff game, you know, the situation we're in, we have to win out. You know, that's the focus that we have. Coach is harping on it. So to come out and jump out like that, you know, it felt good, but you still got to stay focused, you know, because it was still three quarters. I looked up, it was still 8 minutes in the first quarter, and I was like, wow, you know, so you just got to stay focused and continue to grind, and we did that.
What's it like knowing that your numbers called on that play and knowing that everyone on the other side of that ball is knows you're going to get it probably and is going after
you? Hey, it's all willpower, man. You know, they pretty much know we're going to run the ball. Offensive line know that, you know, receivers. So everybody is dialed in. We still have a job to do.
If you're getting close to that 2,000-yard mark with three games left, can you taste it? Do you think about it yet?
Yeah, I think about it. You know, I don't try to think about it too much, you know. I feel like it'll happen. Like I say, it's obvious we're going to continue to run the ball. So I feel like, you know, the chip will fall where it, you know, where they may.
Adrian, what do you think about two rookie Josh Robinson and Harrison Smith coming up with big plays late in the season like this for you guys?
It was huge, you know. Coach also talked about that, you know, just young guys, you know, really stepping up and growing up. Being 12 weeks in, you know, you're not a rookie anymore. You know, it's time to make plays, and they did that today. It was huge for us. Defense, you know, spotted us seven at a critical, you know, moment in the game, and that really was a blow for, you know, for Chicago, and we was able to finish off.
That first play is, to a lot of people, would just be kind of a simple dive play, but to you, what are your expectations? It's just kind of an off right guard. I mean, before you get the ball, what are your expectations?
Just, you know, I got my reads first, you know, so I didn't know for sure if the DN was going to get hooked, but on this particular play, he did. But I'm basically, you know, it's not a fullback follow, but I'm stretching and I'm just reading it out. You know, my eyes go from DN. If, you know, he get reached, then it's back into the tackle. So, you know, I just was patient and I was able to, you know, take it outside and turn it into a big run.
What did Ziggy say to you guys this week?
What did he say?
Ziggy met with you guys. What do you remember about that?
Yeah, he just came in and just expressed, you know, his desire, you know, and his passion that he has for this team. You know, just knowing that, letting us know that, hey, I'm here to back you guys up, you know, through thick and thin. You know, we've been through a lot, you know, taking the shot with Percy going down and, you know, not, you know, being a part of this team for the remainder of the season. You know, guys could have responded in a negative way. You know, with that, that's huge, Percy Harvin, you know. But guys, you know, he came in and talked to us, you know, and the focus just continued through the week from everyone.
Adrian, two of your last three games were on the road. Whether a true barometer, whether or not this is a playoff-type team, be determined in how you perform trying to get over the hump on the road these last two of the last three games.
Is that the question again, please?
Two of the last three games were on the road. As far as being a true barometer of this team, whether it's a playoff team. Trying to get over the hump and winning on the road.
Yeah, you know, we really haven't been too successful, you know, on the road. But we know our goal, and that's to finish 4-0. We're 1-0. We got three more. So the road, being on the road, it's you know, it is what it is. We still have a job to do. We have a goal that we want to accomplish, and if in order to do that, we got to come out and play good football. It's that simple.
Nader, given you know having lost like four of the last five, Zeke coming to town, does this feel like one of the biggest games you've been involved in a while?
One of the biggest games?
Yes.
In a way, I guess you can say that, you know, because you know it's a division game, you know, especially how the last game went, you know, with the expectation that we have as a team to make it into the, you know, the playoffs. We knew this game was important, so to come out, you know, against a good Chicago team and get a win, it was huge for us.
How would you have felt if this game was outside today, under these conditions?
Mind over matter. Just get it done.
Yeah, definitely.